Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday here on KSJE, and time once again for another lesson about life in the sandbox. We are continuing our conversation that Ron Price and I had last week at this time, talking about the 10 ways to reduce conflict. And we learned last week that I am perfect and never involved in any conflicts whatsoever. Didn't we?
We did. I thought I was here last week.
For a moment.
I thought I was here last week.
And then
Scott,
you brought me back to earth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and it's funny, people think, oh, I dread conflict. I dread conflict.
Right, sure.
Mainly, my theory, we've all had conflicts in the past that didn't go well. We didn't handle it well, so it cost us a relationship, a job, an opportunity, this pain associated with conflict. But
true.
You can't avoid conflict, and you shouldn't.
Right. Well, that's a good point.
If you learn how to resolve conflict well, conflict can strengthen a relationship, because then we know we can face the challenges that are going to come our way, and they will.
It's been my experience that avoiding conflict makes for a bigger problem.
Thank you. It's analogous to you have a pain, and you just try to avoid the pain.
Right.
And by the time you go to the doctor, you find out you should have been in some months before, and now it's too late. That happens, and that's a sad thing.
Very true.
So, yeah, don't avoid conflict.
Good point.
Prevent it when you can.
Right. Well, follow these steps. Here you go.
What
a segue.
I teach CPR, conflict prevention and resolution.
Okay.
So we're in the resolving conflict with these 10 steps. Again, comes from Prepare Enrich. I mentioned them last week. I want to share one more thing. If a couple's thinking of getting married, they can go online and take a 200-question inventory.
Wow.
Where they'll each answer questions about what are they expecting from this marriage, and they'll find out if they're compatible in most areas or widely apart. It's not a pass-fail. It doesn't say, yep, you passed, you can marry. No, you failed, you can't. But you'll go into it knowing, hey, we're going to differ on these issues.
Okay.
Is that tolerable? Can we deal with that?
That seems smart thing to do before making a lifetime commitment, in my general opinion.
Hello. Yeah. No, that's why you're the radio host
that. Okay.
And again, people get – I've run into people, they meet online, they marry a week later. I mean, that – I got some
How's
words.
That work out? How's that go?
I know, really. Well, I typically met them when I was doing divorce mediation.
Okay.
So that answers your question.
It does.
10 steps to resolving conflict.
All right.
Last time we talked about set a time and a place. Yep. Define the problem as specifically as you can. List ways that you each contributed to the problem. List past attempts to resolve the problem that weren't successful. And brainstorm.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about effective brainstorming. So let's get on to number 6. Discuss and evaluate each of these possible solutions. So in the brainstorming,
okay.
You came up with hopefully 10 possibilities. Don't get hung up on 10. You have 5 or 6, you have 15 or 20. However many you have, step back and evaluate each one. How practical are they? How doable are they? How much time will it take?
Okay, sure,
makes
sense.
And maybe say, hey, we want to start with this one first and then try this one or whatever. Something else, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. We're going to add that out again.
I know.
Same guys from last week.
I love pilot projects.
Okay.
It's scary to say, you know what, I agree, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. Well, hello.
Yeah.
Or even 5 or 10 years. So pick a six-month, year pilot project. Let's try it. Let's see. Give it a fair chance. We don't want it too short that it doesn't tell us anything. We don't want it too long that we're stuck with it if it's not working.
Right, okay.
Love pilot projects. So pick one or two to
start. And everyone agrees to that timeline, I guess.
Absolutely, it's not going to work.
Okay.
Yep. Agree on, again, one solution to try. That's probably best.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly no more than 3. The Covey 7 Habits research.
Okay.
If you try to tackle more than 10 changes goals at one time, you won't do any of them.
Right.
You won't do any of them.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You try to do 4 to 10 at one time, you may get one done well. You try 1, 2, or 3, you can probably focus enough to accomplish 1, 2, or 3, but they're suggesting one solution at a time. That's fine.
Okay.
And again, try it for 30 days or whatever. Agree on how you will each work towards this solution. Again, as specific as possible. What are you going to do by when? I don't know if I ever told you, I do mediations for the Postal Service.
Okay.
It's an interesting experience.
I bet, right.
And the reason I bring that up is the agreements have to be as specific as you can possibly make them. You can't say, well, we're going to be nice to each other. What does that mean? Well, we're supposed to be doing that anyway, but what does that even mean?
Sure.
How do we know if we've done that or not? So who's going to do what, by what date, and how are we going to know?
Okay.
So what's each going to do towards the solution? Set up another meeting to discuss your progress. I like that. Mm. Week, 2 weeks, whatever the circumstance, month later, get together.
But not tomorrow, right? That's too soon.
Depending on the situation, I would think it is.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's a maybe. Maybe it is a day-to-day. Maybe we want to check in every day. I'm with you. I don't.
Okay.
I think
make
it's
it reasonable.
Soon.
I
make
guess.
It reasonable.
And again, all sides have to agree.
For whatever the situation is, because no two situations are identical.
True.
And then reward each after for progress, each other for progress. I like that. Let's reinforcement. Positive reinforcements. And you know something else that just jumped to mind? We've talked about Chip Heath and Dan Heath. They're brothers. Mm-hmm. Have you ever read any of their books? I'll put you on the spot.
I don't think so.
Oh, man, I'm Not Made to Stick. What are some of the other ones? They're an amazing writing duo. And they talk about looking for inch pebbles.
Oh, you mentioned that before.
Did I mention that before?
That term
so what
rings
is it?
A bell.
What is it? It's not
yeah.
that loud a bell, is it?
Well, it's different than milestones.
Milestones, thank
it's
you.
It's inch pebbles.
It's inch pebbles. Thank you. Breaking it down. Very good. Boy, you know, you impress me. I'll tell
well,
you.
Well, there's still some synapses working.
Give yourself a raise.
Despite what you heard.
Instead of milestones, inch pebbles.
Right.
Break it up into little manageable pieces that we can say, hey, look, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. I was coaching somebody last night who was battling alcohol and... You know, your heart goes out to people that are stuck in the throes of alcohol addiction. And
right.
We're talking, that was what we talked about last night. Just minor victories. Go an hour. Hey, I made it. Go 2 hours. Go a half a day. Go a day. And celebrate the victories along the way rather than wait. We're over time. I'll save my other thought for another time.
Okay. But that's a great point, I think, is just to say, you know, little, maybe small bites even, you know, as you're trying to make it a food analogy too, right? You're just trying to nibble away at the issue and not eat the whole thing at once.
And it gives you hope that, you know, right, if I keep nibbling, I'll get that elephant eaten.
There you go.
All right.
That's another story.
I know.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Ron Price, he's here with me every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.